This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Island Museum and Archives is hosting Art in the Garden, a weekly event coordinated by Laura Balducci. This Tuesday, the showcased artist is Bobby Jean Hansen. I had Bobby Jean Hansen join me in my garden to chat about the work she'll be sharing at the Cortez Museum. Hi, Bobby.
I'm really happy to be here and talk about it.
What is Art in the Garden?
It's opportunity for people to come and see the artist in of a natural habitat, like maybe not our natural habitat, but a natural habitat. And we're there to take inspiration from the garden and the flowers that are around and share our magic or our process or whatever you want to call it with the community or people that are here visiting and checking out the museum.
This upcoming Tuesday, August 23rd, Bobby, what will you be sharing in the garden?
I work with solo wood flowers, and I paint them and make flower creations out of them. So bouquets and wreaths and magnets and anything you'd want flowers for.
What is solo wood?
So solo wood is a type of root that's grown in a marshy place. The plant itself grows in Thailand and also in India, but the ones that I get are from Thailand. And they are, they look like a sweet potato, and the people that are there, they carve it into sheets with these giant machetes. And if you go onto YouTube, sometimes you can find a video of the people that are doing this, and it's pretty incredible to watch. And so the company that I buy my flowers from, they are a woman-owned business. There's just the two ladies that own it and run it, and they import flowers from just a few select families in Thailand and help to support them and their community. So it's great when I buy the flowers from these people I'm supporting to women and their families, and then it's also helping the other families in Thailand. So you can buy them in sheets, but I buy them already pre-made into flowers. And the company that I get them from is Oh You're Lovely, and they're in the States. And they have over 150 different types of flowers. So there's like a wide range and variety of styles that you can get. So I buy them from them, and they come in their raw form, and then I paint them. So I use craft acrylic paint, or you can use like house paint. So sometimes I use Bayer paint if I want like a really rich saturated red, or actually I use Bayer paint for all my succulents too. So when you're making your faux succulents out of that, then that's the paint that I use.
Why are you excited about Art in the Garden?
I'm really excited to get out and see the community. With COVID, everybody's been locked up for so long, it feels, and solo wood flowers have been around for since the 80s, back when everybody was doing, had potpourri on the back of their toilets, and some people had solo flowers back then, but about 5 years ago, they got really popular for weddings. Someone had imported them into the States and marketed them for weddings. So they've just become really popular in the last, say, 3 years or so. And again, they're really popular for weddings because, like, people spend so much money on their wedding flowers and then they're just gone after the wedding. A lot of time they get left at the venue or whatever. But these ones, they can be taken home and kept. And as long as you don't get them wet, because they are a natural fiber, like if you let them get wet, there is a chance that they could break down just like anything else that's natural. Yeah, I'm really excited to get out there and see the people and share the process, because I think it's such a unique medium. I think it's really fun for other people to get an opportunity to see how it works and all of that. Because they are a shaved, really delicate wood, it's like balsa wood is probably the closest thing that most people know, that's like a soft, porous material. So they are delicate, just like a real flower would be.
What time is the event on Tuesday, August 23rd?
It's from 12 till 3 at the museum in the garden, and we'll be there and I'll bring my flowers and people can come and see what it's all about. And I might even have some flowers for people to try painting. Yeah. yeah, if people want to try it. It is such a good time. I didn't realize how many people would come to the museum garden, and it actually holds, it's actually quite a decent sized space, and there's lots of room for everybody to feel comfortable and have a spot to sit and relax and bring their lunch and eat, or just sit and watch people paint, or maybe even get a little bit of paint on their hands too.
Art in the Garden is hosted in the Heritage Garden at the Cortez Museum. The event is free and donations are appreciated. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.